Jacqueline Calmaquin died less than 48 hours after she and her father were detained in a remote part of New Mexico. Early reports claimed she had not eaten or drunk water for several days. Ruben Garcia directs the El Paso shelter where Jacqueline's father is staying and read a family statement disputing those claims.
Jacqueline's father took care of Jacqueline, made sure she was fed and had sufficient water. She and her father sought asylum from Border Patrol as soon as they crossed the border. She had not suffered from a lack of water or food prior to approaching the border.
The family has retained lawyers and is calling for a thorough investigation into Jacqueline's death.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.